It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey guys, this is EJ Holland with TheWolverine.com. Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine Recruiting Podcast. We are reacting to the commitment of On 300 edge rusher Eno Etta out of Colleyville, Texas. A big get for Michigan, the biggest commit so far. Etta is actually the highest ranked of the Michigan commits in the 2023 class. Michigan moves back into the top 25 in the On3 consensus team recruiting rankings. Etta, a top 150 player nationally, actually ranked as a defensive lineman, but Michigan really likes him as a bigger edge. So what is Michigan getting in Eno Etta? They are getting a high ceiling prospect. Eno is right at about 6'5", 255 pounds. So that's a bigger edge already. Etta should not add any more weight to his frame moving forward. I think you just kind of play at that weight this season and let Ben Herbert kind of take care of the rest in terms of development. I know there's been some talk that he could play with his hand in the dirt, maybe grow into a three and play some five, but Michigan really does like him as an edge guy. He's a really long prospect. He's been training as more of a pass rusher. That's what he really enjoys doing as well. Mike Elston, Michigan's new defensive line coach, obviously has a great track record of not just developing talent, but also finding talent. And as soon as he arrived at Michigan, he made Etta one of his top overall priorities. And the interesting thing about Etta is he's kind of moved around a lot. I think he was born in Seattle. He's lived in Africa. He moved from Florida to Texas before starting up high school. So he's moved around a lot and didn't really play football. He actually didn't really start the sport. He was more basketball focused. He didn't really start the sport until he entered high school. And so he's still pretty raw. He plays against a little bit of low-level competition in the state of Texas. I know when you think about Texas, you think about this football mecca, but he plays in a private school league that doesn't have the best competition. Still, you can see the natural abilities, you can see the length, you can see the way he moves at his size, you can see the way he dominates competition at that level. So there's a lot to like about him. Again, I think the weight isn't necessarily a concern. You see 6'5", 255, and you think, okay, this guy's going to add a lot of weight and spin down. But there's a lot to like about what he brings to the table just off the edge. And, you know, he's kind of similar in the way he plays to Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, that he told me that's one of the guys he really models his game after. So I'm not saying Etta is going to be Aiden Hutchinson. That's obviously hard to do. But they share similarities in terms of frame and what they do on the field. And again, Etta really kind of looks up to Hutchinson and what he can do. He had a chance to meet both Hutchinson and David Ajabo on his official visit this summer. And so that was really a cool thing for him to kind of experience. And, you know, as far as how it happened, Etta was basically down in Michigan and Michigan State. Stanford was in play there for a little bit. Alabama tried to make a little bit of late noise. But at the end of the day, it was really a Michigan-Michigan State battle. Michigan State did a really good job of selling him on NIL. They have a new pass rushing specialist in Brandon Jordan, who trains a lot of NFL guys and has ties to the state of Texas. But Michigan State obviously doesn't offer what Michigan can offer off the field in terms of academics. And Etta is a 4.0 kid. He wants to go into computer science and engineering. So that was something that was a bit of a deal breaker. And then, yeah, Jordan had a lot of hype with his training background. But Mike Elston, again, is a proven developer of talent. So I think you go with proven results over hype. And Elston is a guy that's really known for getting guys ready for the next level. And obviously it helps, even though Elston wasn't at Michigan last cycle, it obviously helps to see guys at your position going high in the draft. And so You saw that last year with Ajabo and Hutchinson. And I think Michigan just offered the best of both worlds. That's kind of the quote that Enno gave me. It checked his boxes from an academic perspective, Michigan obviously being the top public school in the country, then checked his boxes from a football standpoint, just the edge development, the relationships he had with Mike Elston, Jesse Minter, and the rest of the coaching staff. And so I think it was the best fit for him. And I think, it's a great win for Elston. It's a great win for Michigan as they continue to build momentum with a string of July commitments. Let's go ahead and have our producer, Trevor Ritchie. Can't hear him or see him if you are watching on our YouTube channel or listening on our podcast, but he's going to bring up some comments directly from the Fort message board over at thewolverine.com. If you are not a subscriber, you can subscribe now, $1 for 1 year, and join in on our great community. This comment comes from I Like Jake Butt, I Cannot Lie, and he says, what a long, strange trip it's been, but a happy ending indeed, assuming this is an ending. It was a really interesting recruitment. I mean, Michigan State was considered the leader for a long time, and things kind of flipped going into June. He was fully expected to give Michigan a commitment on his official visit in mid-June. Like I mentioned, Alabama kind of came in at the end, and nothing really came of that. And then he was expected to commit to Michigan in early July, and it took almost an entire week for it to pan out as he kind of informed staff of his decision and waited for an edit. And then there was a ton of drama involving a group chat that we won't get into. This was really a wild ride. I kind of outlined it in a behind-the-scenes story at the Wolverine. But at the end of the day, like I said, Michigan won out. They offered the best of both worlds on and off the field, and Etta felt the most comfortable at Michigan. So a big win. And I know our user said that, you know, hopefully it's the end of the recruitment. I think it is. I mean, as much as a drama-filled recruitment this was, I do think Etta picked Michigan for a reason. He had an opportunity to go to a school that offered a lot from an NIL perspective. But I think long-term, he knows that Michigan can do the same on that front. And I think he also knows that that Michigan has a proven developer in Mike Elston, like I've mentioned many times in this video. So let's go ahead and go to our next comment. And this one comes from Michigan for Life 19. And he says, all he was doing was waiting for Santa, LOL. So yeah, funny comment there. Michigan announced its new president today, Santa Ono, who is considered to be very pro-athletics, which is great for Michigan. And the reason we bring up this comment is because NIL was considered a factor in the recruitment for Enno Etta. And with Michigan having a president that is now pro-athletics, I think that's going to help NIL for the team. And Michigan's never going to really enter the gray areas of pay for play. But the more guys can make on the team, the higher, you know, the quote unquote base salaries can be for position groups. I think that obviously makes it an easier sell on the recruiting trail. And, you know, when you look at a school like Michigan State and you look at a school like Michigan, there's really no comparison from an academic or a development standpoint. I mean, obviously, Michigan State is kind of entering those gray areas when it comes to NIL. Michigan is not. So that's something that's a difference maker there. But as soon as Michigan really gets rolling with getting, and I don't want to sound like, I'm not giving credit where credit's due. Michigan has done a great job of providing the team with NIL. Valiant Management Group is doing a terrific job of leading that as well. But with a really pro-athletics president, I think you can improve it even more. The sky's the limit for what these guys can make on the team with Michigan being such a great program and having a global brand. All right, let's go back to our producer, Trevor Ritchie, for our next question from the Fort community. And this one comes from Zach Zinter fan who says, big get, love our edge class. So yeah, the edge class is coming along nicely. Etta, obviously a high upside prospect. Collins Anchimpong, another high upside prospect, 6'8", 250 pounds, both relatively new to football. Like I mentioned, Etta really didn't play football until he started high school. Same thing with Anchimpong. He actually came over to the United States from Ghana to play basketball. Etta was actually going to be a basketball player as well, so they both have similar backgrounds. I think, you know, obviously Elston can do a lot with them and develop them into really high quality edge rushers at Michigan. And then I really do believe that Michigan's in a great spot with Kumba Emerick out of France. So an international prospect, another big raw edge rusher that Elston can develop. So I think this class kind of has, I've seen posters mention it, this edge class kind of has that boom or bust mentality type in terms of taking guys with high ceilings and low floors. But I personally really like Etta. I personally really like Anchimpong, and same thing with what I've been able to see on film from Americ as well. So I think those three, I mean, if you hit, and Elston is known as a great, not just a developer of talent, but an evaluator as well. If you hit on those three, I think you have one of the most dynamic edge rushing groups in the country. And then you look along the defensive line, Michigan has a high upside commitment from Brooks Barr. They're in a great spot with guys like Hayden McDonald, who's a true nose, another four-star prospect, and McKeel Gardner, who's more of a three. So I think both the edge and defensive line class can really come together here towards the end of summer. And I think Elston deserves a lot of credit. He came over from Notre Dame with a reputation of being a plus recruiter. I think he's starting to show that here at Michigan. So appreciate you guys for joining us. As always, subscribe to thewolverine.com right now, $1 for 1 year.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.